The number of Northern Arapaho tribe members who speak their native language is dwindling. Tribal entities have been working for decades trying to preserve the language. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez reports that they've been having mixed success.
Tribal elder Alvina Oldman is the director of an Arapaho language immersion preschool in E-City.
Arapaho Language Lodge.
Here, teachers and students are encouraged to speak only in Arapaho. They sing in Arapaho, they read in Arapaho. Arapaho was Oldman's first language. Kids can't say that anymore. Until a few decades ago, teachers in mission schools on the Wind River Reservation demanded that students speak English and only English.
They were being scolded, they were being hit, if they spoke their language. So then, therefore, their parents like me taught our kids, if you don't want, get in trouble or anything, don't use the language.
So they didn't. That's why, of the 10,000 members of the Northern Arapaho tribe today, only about 200 elders can still speak Arapaho fluently. In about 15 years, the language will be extinct. The tribe has encouraged members to try to learn using instructional tapes and books, but nothing is stuck. Kids in public schools are taking Arapaho classes as though it were a foreign language. But the belief is one can really only master Arapaho by being immersed in it. That's what the Arapaho Language Lodge in E-City does. It's been around since the mid-1990s. Haku!
We start with these little ones, and they learn real good until they get on to elementary schools or whatever other school they go to. And they don't have it as much as we do here all day long. And they start to lose it.
Wayne Seahair and some of his fellow elders are trying to do the same thing in the town of Arapaho because, Seahair says, the language is an integral part of the Arapaho identity.
The words are colorful. English is like watching black and white TV. Arapaho is like digital color TV. Things exploding all over the place. Real beautiful language. It rhymes and it rhymes. Like here I say, who's that? Hantasi, Wanasasi, Bathisi, Wakishi, you're at 666, like that.
What does it mean, what you just said?
I said, oh, there are many black and white cows. Yeah. It's like a poem when we speak,
While little kids catch on quickly, the tribe has had little success helping them retain it, so students lose their command of Arapaho when they get older. Across town, Arapaho middle schoolers in Fremont School District 38 play basketball and gossip in English. These students take classes in Arapaho language and culture a few times a week, but the district's Indian Education Committee, made up of administrators and tribal elders, are working to expand and refine their curriculum to help students not only learn but retain the Arapaho language.
And see, when we say the word, then the student goes out and...
Elder Francis Dewey demonstrates the Total Physical Response Method, or TPR, with teacher Kelly Godey. In Arapaho, Dewey commands her to go out the door, to come in, to stand quietly, to sit down. The students repeat the commands and act them out.
Sit quietly.
Superintendent Jonathan Brock says students at the Arapaho Charter High School spend one class period per day doing TPR exercises with an elder and are benefiting from it. Brock says a pilot class from the elementary school will start in January, and he hopes it will expand to the entire district soon. But TPR is not a perfect method, says Stephen Nyahet Graymorning, an anthropologist and Native American studies professor at the University of Montana. Graymorning researched Arapaho language preservation techniques on the Wind River Reservation years ago and founded the first Arapaho Language Lodge. He says TPR doesn't produce fluent speakers because commands don't cover everything a language does.
It doesn't work. I mean, how do you teach someone about flying? You can't tell them to fly. How do you teach someone about swimming that's never swam before? There is no total physical response. You can't throw someone in the water or throw someone out the window.
Gray Morning asserts the only way to create more fluent indigenous language speakers is to immerse them in the language constantly, which would require a critical mass of cooperation among students, teachers, parents, and tribal leaders all working and speaking together. That method has been successful in some Hawaiian school districts. The Northern Arapaho tribe has never been able to achieve that, and the number of elders continues to dwindle. Arapaho historian and language advocate Eugene Ridgely Jr., better known as Snowball, is helping to shape the language and culture classes at Fremont School District 38. He says beyond TPR, students will learn Arapaho greetings, songs, etc. He says it's better than nothing.
They'll become conversational as far as fluent. It would have to take some special program, like maybe a master apprentice program, to accomplish that.
Snowball says when his son Michael was studying at the Wind River Tribal College almost a decade ago, he had a chance to apprentice with an elder and spoke only Arapaho with him for several hours a day. Michael is still working to master the language, but he speaks Arapaho at home with his 3- and 5-year-old daughters. Snowball's happy to report that they're picking it up pretty well. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Martinez.